Chris, Dino here, and Chuck, congratulations. What a great honour.
Thank you, guys. Good evening. It's the Stars battled all right, didn't they?
They certainly did. And let's talk to us about your transformation. You end up getting 22 votes, and you won it quite easily from Dil Rashid, who got 17, and Mahalo 15. But talk us through it. What's been working for you this year than in the past?
I think just having that clarity. You know, my job at number three is coming to score both of the runs. And I think being captain, I have that added pressure and, just go. And if I do my job, I wanted to lead by not so much talk in the change room, but through action out in the field.
Lenny Darren Berry, congratulations on your season. Personally, I know you'd be disappointed as captain. The heat started slowly again. It's been a common trend. Stormed home, but no cigar again. So whilst personal positive stuff, disappointing from a team point of view.
Yeah, it was. As you said, traditionally very slow starters, and that's why we're campaigning for probably 10-game season next year. Might give us half a chance. But, from a team point of view, we lacked wickets early in the piece.
Yep.
We all found ourselves bowling at batsmen towards the end, and on the flip side of that, the other team were always bowling to our bowlers towards the back end of the innings, which obviously hurts.
So recruiting-wise in the off-season, I'm sure yourself and Dan Vittori have already had a look at who's off contract. Is that a target you might look at to bolster the Heat squad to get some wicket takers up front?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. I think, we'll have to sit down and look at the guys available that are up for grabs. But I think it's definitely a talking point amongst our group. Although we finished down the bottom end of the table, I think we're highest run scorers for the season for the round games, so batting's not an issue for us. It's just, as I said, taking those early wickets and just building a bit of pressure, because we weren't able to, we'd get one wicket, but then we'd release the pressure so easily. And as you know, in 2020, it's gone before you know it.
The IPL auction's coming up, and historically in the past that you do well in the BBL, you get sniffed at and get looked at.
I reckon he's been retained.
Have you been retained?
Yeah, it's actually a funny story, that.
Can you get more money if you
went off? Tell the story, Chris, because I know it.
So I got a WhatsApp message from the CEO saying thanks for your services. I was like, mate, no dramas, that's all good. Then I went on to hit 75, then 100. And about an hour later, I got my phone back and it was, mate, call me ASAP. Apparently, between that time, they had a magical staff meeting.
So that's with Calcutta Knight Riders, isn't it, Lenny?
Yes, that's with Calcutta, yeah.
Mate, just on your own game, final one for me. I loved watching you this year. And for our young listeners out there, for me, you were the best at staying still and keeping your shape. A lot of batsmen try and over-hit the ball. Is that something that you did consciously to stay still? Swing arc was strong, plane of the bat was strong, and it was successful.
Yeah, that's what I always preach to anyone that I've got advice for, because I think at the end of the day, if your head's head still, your eyes are still, it just gives yourself the best advantage to hit the ball. I believe your eyes have got to be level as well. It gives you the best advantage to see the line and the length of the ball a lot clearer. And then obviously when you're keeping your shape, like, the bats are big enough these days that you back your strength to hit the ball, as long as you keep your shape. I found every time I lost my shape is when I lost my wicket. So it's very simple, but it works for me, and I reckon it works for probably 99% of the cricketers as well.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time, Chris. Just a final one. We've seen the Big Bash explode all over the country. Why do you think, in spite of the fact you've missed out, the crowds did not relent, why do you think that this particular model of the Heat has had such attachment and struck such a chord with the Brisbane public?
Good question. I think the hype around Channel 10's done a marvellous job as well with their broadcast. And I think they just love seeing a good contest regardless who wins. We've had some cracking games, high-scoring games up at the Gabba. So that's what the people want to see. Obviously, the Broncos get 30,000 at every one of their home games. But it's just nice to see that translating into the cricket, where we have sort of struggled in the past with crowds, but now it's just on fire, and how good it is for the game of cricket itself.
And this is the absolute last one. We've asked our listeners through our Twitter handle, at Cricket Talkback, right throughout Australia, your gold, silver and bronze moment. Your name comes up for the five sixes against Ben Hilfenhaus. But if we would ask you, what's your gold moment of the year? One thing that just stands out. What is it for you?
The gold moment of the year. At the moment, I think it's Usman Khawaja.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, like I slog my way, like I spring that hard with and he's like to get to 100, and he I've seen him yawn before he's hit a couple of balls, and he's playing proper cricket, Dodge. And it's he's got so much time when he's at the crease, whereas you know you look at the other batters, even Gale to an extent looks like he's rushed, but then you look at someone with a stroke play of Uzi, it's just a different level altogether.
I'm with you. It was magnificent entertainment from you and the Brisbane team, and it really is a case, I think, with a number of teams. The what-if moments. We look forward to you putting your best foot forward, not only for Australia, but also back for the Brisbane Heat. Brendan McCullum next year, it'll be some sort of BBL6. Thanks for joining us right across Australia on Macquarie's Summer of Cricket.
Well done, Linny.
Awesome, guys. Thanks. Thank you. Have a good evening.
No, you're a ripper. Chris Lynn.